Peace and good morning. Wednesday, December 20th, or should we say Tuesday? Sorry about that. But I love to greet the morning, greet the skies, greet the wind, the rain. Yeah, it is such a very nice day. Despite it just raining today. It's been raining since last night. But I always find it nice to wake up very early. Just to greet the next day. No matter how it comes out. Because I come down south, well, southwest, and this is Houston, Texas. I come here from Brooklyn. Brooklyn is a very different place from Houston. A third ward. The culture is very strong here. When I say culture, I mean the African American culture. I would say third ward is the hub or the Mecca or the Harlem or the cultural capital of Texas. I mean, you have like the Buffalo Soldiers Museum. You have Shape Community Center. You have the PABA, Progressive Amateur Boxing Association, ran by Reverend Ray Martin, who holds a high character in this community. You have Project Row House. You have the El Dorado Ballroom, which has held many African American entertainers over here on Elgin, where Reverend Ray Martin School is sitting right next door to it. And then you have Emancipation Park. The young generation called it EP. That's very nice. You know, every generation create their own. You also have Texas Southern University. You have the NAACP. You also have the Nation of Islam, which is under the African Americans, under the leadership of Minister Farrakhan, or down here in Houston is under the leadership of Robert Muhammad, who's regional director. We also have the New Black Panther Party under Crystal Muhammad. You also have a second Black Panther Party, which is the People's Party 3, who honors Carl Hampton on Dowling Street. You have the Martin Luther King Center, Community Center, which is on Sampson and Drew. You have on Alameda, they have the little cultural shops, which is Sip and Serve. You have Sharifu African Imports, Reggae Bodega, the Reggae Hut. You have a beauty shop right next door, a cleaner's. Then down the street, back on this side of Third Ward, we have a place called Conscious Cafe for vegetarian food. You have the African Drum Society, the Multicultural Drum Society on Dowling, ran by Kenya Shabazz. And as you walk, you have Ryan Middle School. You have Blackshear Elementary School. You have Jack Yates. And of course, Texas Southern University. There's the Trey Magazine. And I mean, Shape have two buildings in this community. Shape Community Center, Live Oak, Alabama. The next one is on Alameda, near Alabama. I mean, you have so much rich African-American culture. Some of the ones that I missed, I know I missed a lot, because there are a lot more out here. And I learned to network with sort of everyone. Because of my roots lie in New York City, it helps me move a lot better here in Houston because of my outgoings. And this place, in order to make it, you must be able to network. Now, I don't have any TV. I don't have any flyers. I don't even have internet, eBay, anything. I network by going out. I guess that's one of the best advertisements you can get in this world. It's by being among the people. We call it word of mouth. Right now, this is word on computer. I find it every morning when school was in before the Christmas holiday, is to get up in the morning, put on my Black Panther outfit, and I mean, you know, I have to get up and it's like dark, and I mean dark, and I manage to get myself geared up in the dark. Be properly shaved and groomed to go and put my protection around the children. Yes, to add on to the crossing guards at Blackshear Elementary School. Because I know the children are our future. I really believe that. I just don't quote those words. I know this world have doers and those who do. Yeah, those who are spontaneous and those who just chill. But that's okay. I mean, what would be daylight if it wasn't any darkness? What would be a sunny day? What would be a sunny day if it was every day? But I do believe as people on this planet, we all walk on the sunlight, no matter what position you stand on the planet, still walk in the sunlight. I think we tend to forget how beautiful it is. Especially our generation right now. Man, there is so much we have at our disposal. Yeah, this is my journey. My journey when I first got on that bus coming to Houston. Houston, Texas. I mean, me and my wife tossed a quarter in the air in New York, uptown New York, 42nd Street and Broadway. Took a quarter and tossed it in the air. It said, heads, Colorado, tails, Texas. That's funny. Texas tails. NFL round tails, you already know. So we headed on down to Texas. So it's been a challenge, been here ever since. But I know on that bus ride, I said, man, when I get down there, I'm going to teach every child I get my hands on. Write me a book, open up me a business, and own some property. Some other things happen. You know, some things you don't count on. Oh yeah, and create some music. That was very nice. I've been 10 years creating me and a brother named Alafia. He has a group called Drum. Me and him started that group together. I ran with him for 10 years. Then it was time for me to do something else. It's the ancestors always keep moving me on. That's how it is. You gotta listen to your ancestors. I know you hear all this traffic going by, right? Yes. This is a tour of my mind of how I have toured Third Ward and how I see it. I see that we have all of this, all of that I mentioned, all the African American businesses and ownership. You know, none of that power was pulled together. Everybody's still disunified. I mean, it is very important that we have some kind of unity. It is very important. And unity, and that's for a greater and progressive state of mind, state of being, and also is influencing. It's very influencing. Ain't nothing wrong with the dream.
Yo, pues, esa hora.